This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
They are the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of the Reformation line. They are the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It is so very rare that I find a, and I don't want to say a civilian writer, let's just say a writer with a more general discipline than, say, a gun rights activist, who actually gets it right on the gun rights side of the house. Dots the I's, crosses the T's. Joining me again is the one that does it the most, and that I enjoy reading her stuff the most, and that would be Taylor Day. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. Taylor and I have something in common. We both had catastrophic computer failures here recently.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that just great? Now, the other day, Taylor was kind enough to send me something on Facebook, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But you wrote an article. We keep hearing about how the founders never intended for there to be an AR-15. They never could have foreseen, even though one of them was Benjamin Franklin.
Right. The great inventor himself.
Yes, yes. So you did a little research about this. What did you discover when you were trying to figure out what kind of guns existed in the era of the founders?
Well, I would make the argument that all the technology needed for modern sporting firearms like the AR-15, they all existed in 1791 in different forms. There was the article I wrote highlighted the blunderbuss, which was like a naval flare-ended gun, massive carnage in short range. They had the puckle gun, which was pretty much a giant flintlock revolver, and it kind of worked like a modern machine gun would. They had grenade launchers. They had, the forefathers, they saw the invention of rifled American long guns. They had the pepper box revolver. Even stuff like the Gatling gun, which I couldn't find evidence existed technically in 1791. I mean, it was used in the Napoleonic Wars shortly thereafter. So they had all the technology, and to say that the Second Amendment only applies to muskets is very, very ignorant. They didn't have any restrictions on cannons. They didn't have any restrictions on any of these crazy guns that could have easily killed a room full of people very quickly. So, yeah. That was a very fun article to research and write about.
They had something called the hand mortar.
Yeah, that would be like your 203 on the AR-15. It was essentially a grenade launcher, but it used, they would light a line to it instead of exploding on impact, although they were starting to get into that type of technology.
Now, a lot of these weapons, these were... Whereas the AR-15, the round that goes in the AR-15, the 5.56, is actually designed to be a wounding round.
Mm-hmm.
The munitions of the time during the founders' era, that was pretty much designed to kill you, and if it didn't kill you, you probably wanted to be dead.
Yeah, and we didn't have the modern medicine that we do now, so even if you were just, had a flesh wound from one of these, you're likely to die from some sanitary issue related to trying to heal from it. But yeah, I mean, they packed these mortars down with anything that was on hand, some glass or just a random piece of some metal. The idea was to be as deadly as possible. There wasn't this wounding idea where you know, we're trying to stop them. We're trying to permanently stop them.
Yeah, that's one thing that did, the founders had no idea of what the Geneva Convention was. They just wanted to blow you into bits. There was no such thing as inhumane ammunition or any of these other things. So we've actually sort of softened up. Would you agree we've softened up since the era of the founders?
I would agree. And also, you know, we've focused so much more on being more accurate and stuff like that. So, you know, and a lot of that has to do with, you know, not hurting bystanders and so on. So, yeah, I would say we definitely are, the smarter guns get, the safer they get. Guns today are a lot more safer than they were in the Founding Fathers era, where even if they didn't kill the person you were firing at, they might have blown your own hand and killed you. So,
right.
Yeah.
That may have something to do with it, though. I mean, in that time, there was no urban warfare. Everybody met on a battlefield. But, you know, it was almost like West Side Story. Everybody was going to meet up in the battlefield, and it was actually almost a spectator sport, wasn't it?
Well, what do you mean, like dueling and stuff?
Well, no, I mean the combat of the time. There would actually be people line up to watch it. They would be off to the side and everything, watching it occur. Like, and I don't know if they were exempt. Definitely exempt from. Exempt from combat or being hit or anything like that, but or at least that's
what
I've read.
That might have added to the fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, when the Second Amendment was being ratified, this was the golden age of piracy, too. So it wasn't just battlefield, you know, land, but you had a lot of stuff at sea, too. And we think, you know, we have planes now, so we take advantage, but we didn't really understand how much was going on across seas. So, especially so many privateers. That had to defend their own stuff like they do now. But, yeah, I guess they, and even the duels, too, they'd be very spectator, but I'm sure if someone got hurt, a bystander, that might have added to the fun they had.
Now, they had a weapon, and this, you don't have to beat this out, Jason, but they had a weapon called the Puckle gun, which was a 20-round rifle.
Right.
Did that ever get fielded? Did anybody carry that in the battle?
Well, it was hard to carry because it was so heavy and so large, and it had to have this really heavy tripod that it wasn't really sensible to have in battle and have people carry in. But there were a lot of rumors of people privately owning them. A lot of the big thing that I had when I was researching this was there was no national registry, and there was no really like mass produced besides what was coming over from England, like the Brown Vest or from Germany. There were no mass produced stuff. Gunsmiths made stuff customly for their local, customers, you know? So, as long as the technology was there, I'm sure there was crazy stuff that just didn't, make it through the history records that we're not even sure of. But, yeah, this was the Puckle gun. It was a crazy gun. It shot 16 small balls per, you know, per revolver, but it was very big. So they didn't use it. It was initially idea. The patent was made for military, but they saw it as unfeasible. But they do have one. One was used to defend the Tower of London in the 17th century, so they have that on record.
Hmm. We're coming up on the first break, and if you have never been to AmericanThinker.com, this is one of these things you should consider. Simply because of the breadth of topics that they cover. You have Taylor there, and I mean, the way Taylor writes and the facts she brings to it, quite honestly, is sort of shocking for somebody like me who deals in the world of details that I have to deal with. She is there, at least on equal footing with me, maybe superior to what I do. And in addition to that, there's so many other writers there, so many different topics. I mean, and it changes during the day, and I look forward to every morning looking at AmericanThinker.com. You can find Taylor there. Just look for Taylor Day in the search bar, and it'll show you all of her archives. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
common legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10%
10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to writer Taylor Day from American Thinker. Do you, does your stuff appear anywhere else?
Yeah, lately. I mean, I write for everything that pays me, Insulin, Bride Magazine, U.S. Catholic, like Spike News, all over the place, so.
Outstanding.
But you, American Thinker is home to most of my political and policy.
There you go.
Right.
You have, and we may have spoken about this before, but I mean, it's becoming more and more normal, although I think President Trump has been, whatever he was signaling he was going to do, I think since they've decided to try to impeach him, he's probably not going to roll that way. But you wrote an article about the racist history of red flag law.
Right.
Refresh our memory of this, please.
Well, in the 70s, the FBI was trying to actively get psychiatrists at the time to diagnose being in the Black Civil Rights Movement as a mental illness as a way to potentially disqualify them from owning handguns. And I'm afraid that if they do this again, you'll see it impact the Black community larger. And they're one of the people that, you know, we should be propping up as a right to defend themselves, especially those that live in urban areas with higher crime rates. But anyway, they suffer from higher rates of mental illness today in 2019. So if we're using that as the grounds for taking away someone's right to bear arms, I don't think it's going to go the way that people want it to go. You know, the lone angry Trump supporter be barred from having a gun. I think you'll see it impact those in poor communities and people of color first.
Let me, with regards to red flag orders, don't most states already have some sort of a, like I know in California where they had, theirs is called the Gun Violence Restraining Order. They also had some, they've got something called Code 5150, which in addition to being a title of a Van Halen album is actually a penal code where they can pick you up for 72 hours if you are a danger to yourself or others.
Right. I think most states have that, yeah.
So if that is the case, and if you really are a danger to yourself and others, wouldn't it make better sense to take the one with the mental illness off the street than just taking his guns away from him and leaving the guns with, you know, leaving him on the street, him or her?
Well, I mean, that's how you'd have to define it, though, because, you know, if someone's suffering from mild depression, do they have a mental illness? Do they not have the right to defend their home or their property? You know, something like that. They might not necessarily kill themselves, even if they might have, you know, a dark moment where they talk to their psychologist about it. Whatever. I think that's a dangerous thing because they say, what, like 25% of Americans have been diagnosed with some type of mental disorder, even people that are perfectly, you know, that will never commit a crime. Do you really want to do that? And I think in California and in Connecticut, they kind of have something like that, too. But there's still a notion of due process that if you're turned down for the firearms or some type of, you've been institutionalized before, you can actually go to court and fight that. And that's a little bit different than the sweeping red flag laws that they're proposing, where you don't get that right to due process. You don't get the right to some type of trial about this, you know. And I don't know if taking them off the street is necessarily treatment. I'm sure some of these can be treated with medication or some type of clinical environment.
I guess my question is that, you know, at the end of the day, guns really are inanimate objects.
Right.
They can't be talked into going out and doing stuff for you, so you're going to have to take them out there. And most people who have guns are not going to be violent. They're not going to commit a crime. But if you have somebody that is on that, if they're too dangerous to have a gun, because of what they might do, are they not too dangerous to leave out there at least with some form of supervision? If we really are looking at doing that, if we really are looking at trying to prevent this individual from either killing themselves or killing somebody else, why would we leave them out there? And if they go out and kill themselves by throwing themselves in front of a bus, do these guys just, are they just going to sit around and go, well, our job was done?
It's hard because who gets to make that decision then? If someone is not mentally fit to have a gun or be on the street, who are we saying has that ability to decide that? Is it someone treating them? Is it someone in the mental health community that might not be their main clinician, like a president of some found or department made to see who can have a gun and who can't, or be out on the streets and who can't? So, I mean, you're really infringing on a huge group, you know, up to 25% of the population for what only a handful may do. And that's really, and you don't want to give that power to the government because you don't know who's going to be in power in 4 years, 8 years, 10 years, and where they might go with that, you know? They might say, if you think there's only two genders, you now have a mental illness and you can't have a gun, you know?
Yeah, that's one thing. We could.
And what you see in places like Australia that may have successfully confiscated all these firearms and told that they haven't had a mass shooting in, you know, since 1996. I don't know how true that is, since they had the Sydney hostage situation. But anyway, they have a lot of fire bombings there in center area of people.
Yeah.
Using fire to kill mass of people. So they're actually not necessarily down on mass killings. They're just down on mass shooting. They're just finding another avenue for that. So it's basically, do you want your psychos armed with a pistol or a machete, you know? And do you want to be able to defend yourself with a pistol or a machete?
Let me get you a hold right there. Taylor Day is a writer at American Thinker. If you go to the search bar at AmericanThinker.com, type in Taylor Day, just like it sounds, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Day, D-A-Y. You can see this big archive of stuff that she has written on the stuff that matters to me and you the mostest. She knows what she's talking about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is putting Georgia's new abortion law on hold. The law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks. The law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The law does allow for exceptions and was set to go into effect on January 1st. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was accusing Democratic-led House committees of trying to bully his employees and criticized their efforts to hold depositions with several current and former diplomats in the growing impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Peter Navarro, assistant to President Trump on trade and manufacturing policy, joins Fox Business and believes...
We got the second impeachment circus in 3 years, and make no mistake about this. This is nothing less than an attempted coup d'etat and end run around the ballot box.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Taylor Day from American Thinker. Taylor, one of the things that is affecting all conservatism as far as just the discourse in the world today is social media. And you have written about that as well, because with social media, they get out there and they say, well, we're a private company. We can do and say what we like.
Well, we think they can. Yeah.
Please.
They enjoy protections of being a public forum. Well,
explain this for us, please.
Well, it's a little twofolded. So they enjoy protections under what's called the Section 203 of the Communications Decency Act, and what that means is that they can't be held liable for anything that appears, any content that appears on their site. You know, when you upload to Facebook or Twitter, they now own your content. But they're saying if it was slanderous or threatening or harassing, you can't sue Facebook or Twitter for that. And that was all over this landmark case in the 90s where a financial site was sued for putting misleading information. They actually made the movie Wolf of Wall Street sort of around that. And it went all the way up to the Supreme Court, where it was actually ruled that that financial site, it ran like a one of the early internet forums, could be held liable for the misinformation that other users were posting on the site. So then a bipartisan congressman got together, wrote this bill, the CDA Act of 1996, was actually passed in 97, but that said that the social media sites where it's a bunch of users, so it's not like New York Times where they have control over everything that goes on their site, but Twitter where just billions of users are posting whatever they want, that they can't be held liable for what's on there. But at the same time, that was a bridge after the Backpage controversy in 2014, and they were said that, you know, you have to do a better job of policing your site from, you know, stuff that's not necessarily user-friendly for the rest of the users. So they are given some leeway to censor on their site. But like Facebook and stuff, they contracted out that to Convergence and some. They're in a couple states, Florida, Arizona. So they have third-party people moderating their site. So if someone reports your article, it goes to someone who's not employed by Facebook, and they say, well, okay, yes, this should be allowed on Facebook, or no, it isn't. And the problem with that is these people are very low paid. I mean, they're making, like, very close to minimum wage. It's a low-skilled job. There's nothing in place to say that their personal biases, whether that's religious or political or whatever you have, that that's not playing a part in the decisions they make. Now, every one in 10 or 12 will be audited by someone else within the company. And if they both agree, that goes to what they call the accuracy rate. Well, the problem Facebook is having, and I'm sure other social media sites as well, is that the accuracy rate is so low that people are getting banned, and then when it's re-looked at, they shouldn't have. You know, and that's really dangerous, especially as we come up on another major election where people who aren't held liable at all are making these very decisions over what can and can't be said on social media sites, which, you know, we just had a three-year investigation that they claim a couple Facebook posts can influence the election. And now you're saying American citizens can't, you know, express their opinion on social media. It's a very dangerous game.
Did they step up their anti-conservatism after the 2016 election, or were they already doing it?
Yeah, Facebook actually bragged that they were able to cut traffic to right-leaning sites by something like 90%. So there is some type of stifling that's going on. You know, when, you know, you have a personal account on Facebook, you don't see every post from every single one of your friends.
Right.
You see stuff that's engaged with whatever algorithm they're using, but they're manually making these algorithms to stifle what people are seeing. And, so they actually bragged about it. And if you look at their employees, they donate overwhelmingly to Democratic campaigns. They're very happy about cutting sites to right-leaning media. But they defend themselves and they say, well, Fox News has more engagement than CNN or MSNBC combined. And you see on TV, Fox News has more viewership than CNN and MSNBC combined. But if you're withholding that from people's timeline and you're, you know, I'm pretty right-leaning myself and I still see Bites, the New York Times and stuff pop up on their sponsored ads, but I've never seen a Fox News sponsored ad, you know. So it's like I think they're actively trying to, they know that they can influence the election and they want it to go their way. And there's nothing in place right now really saying that they can't.
Was that already happening during 2016 or was that something that they started as a result of what happened in 2016 though?
I think it happened a little bit, but they saw that, you know, the big thing with 2016 is that whatever Facebook was personally doing with their own ads and cutting traffic was one thing, but they were allowing anyone to buy ad space and put whatever they wanted so that, you know, these, quote, botnets in Macedonia and Russia and Ukraine or wherever they were, that they could post stuff that caused political leanings in the U.S. and France and stuff during their elections. So they've cut back on that so that state-sponsored whatever can't buy ad space on Facebook. But I don't know if that's going to be as effective as, you know, people leaving. Now, what was really interesting in 2018, the Roy Moore campaign in Alabama, this was super crazy. So right before the midterm election there, this firm called New Knowledge, and ironically, they were the one hired to look into Russian interference in the 2016 election. But anyway, so they bragged about manufacturing something that looked like a Russian botnet and just spamming Roy Moore's Facebook and Twitter pages with these things that resembled bots, and then alerted the media and said, hey, Roy Moore's tied up with this Russian botnet, who then reported on it right before the election, and the turnout was Republican conservative voters were notably decreased. Roy Moore lost. And then afterwards they said, yeah, it was just, we pretty much did this false flag. And then, like I said, that same firm is hired to look into 2016 election meddling, you know, with social media and Russian botnets. So it's just very fishy. Yeah. And then they reported.
Let me get you to hold there, if you will, please. Coming up on the break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about what she turned me on to earlier this week. Taylor Day, you can find her at AmericanThinker.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. I hate when that happens. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm speaking to Taylor Day. She is a writer at American Thinker. We've been going over some of the stuff that she has written, but she saw something the other day, and she sent it to me after I posted the FBI Uniform Crime Report, which I think I might have captioned, "Grab this, gun grabbers." You found a concealed carry survey where they looked at what concealed carriers do. And it's quite complimentary to concealed carriers, isn't it?
It is. And they, Jacob Paulson, he runs that concealedcarry.com site. And he wrote it, and he has a lot of infographics up there. And you can tell he put a lot of work into it. And it is very, it does make quite an argument for concealed carry.
Right.
Right.
You know, so, I did not look at this. Do they have any sort of data as to how many people actually carry a gun on a daily basis besides the permits that we know about and the, you know, I don't know what kind of data is out there for the constitutional carry people.
Not this particular article, but I've listened to that for the book I'm writing separately. And yeah, I mean, it, on a daily basis, there's like 80 million Americans who still carry, or at least are allowed to. I don't know if they do daily or they might leave it in their car or something. Yeah. But that's an awful lot. So this article was interesting because it looked at concealed carry holders in the face of an active shooting, how effective they are at stopping an active shooting. And they're very successful, 94% of the time, according to their data. I had a couple issues with the data. They just looked at 283 in the last 18 years. They didn't look at anything where a suspect would know the people they were shooting. So like the San Bernardino thing where it was a workplace violence, technically, they say. They kept that out of the data. So they're looking at 283, and there were 33 instances in that in which someone was nearby with a concealed carry weapon, and 31 of the times they were successful in either stopping the active shooter or at least preventing more deaths.
Now, I don't know what the statistics are now, but prior to, right after Sandy Hook, the average loss of life when a armed citizen is present in a rampage killing scenario is 2.5, where they're waiting for the police is 18.
Yeah. Right. They looked at that, too, the average numbers of deaths per event, but they did it per year. And, yeah, it fluctuates. There's no up and down like you would see with mass shootings supposedly increasing. There's no arc going up with increased deaths per incident either. Do you remember that Arizona, after the El Paso shooter, the sheriff came out and he suggested that people conceal carry? I mean, police are just first responders. They're not necessarily going to be at the site where, and the article too went into, you know, the statistics of how many of these are rampage shootings take place at a gun-free zone compared to not. So police aren't always going to be present. So if you're the first line of defense, I mean, protect yourself, protect your family.
I'm going to turn you on to something that you ought to go look at. You ought to take this that you showed me and look at this other piece I'm going to tell you about, and I bet you could get a good picture of the overall consensus of law enforcement when it comes to concealed carriers. You need to go look at the Police One survey of 2013 when it comes to armed citizens.
Okay.
The Police One survey was something. PoliceOne.com is a website for police, and they surveyed 15,000 law enforcement, you know, certified law enforcement people. 70% of them are actually road cops.
Okay.
And I think that you would be shocked. You, Taylor, would be shocked at what you find as far as the way the police regard the armed citizen.
Is it a pro or a con?
Overwhelmingly pro. Overwhelmingly pro. They also have they also ask questions about what do you think would happen if we banned this or if we do that, and what would lead to better results with a rampage killing, that kind of stuff. Those kind of questions, I think there's 8 or 9 questions in there that you probably want to look at.
Right.
I can just see, I can just imagine the wheels turning, because I think if you have the research materials in front of you, most of the time you throw an article out there that's really well done. So I'm just trying to help with the creative process there, if I may.
Thank you. That's how I get all my material. A lot of people suggest stuff to me, and
yeah.
They have
one graph on this, and it's at concealedcarry.com, where the events take place.
Right. So most of them take place in gun-free zones, and even the places that don't, they might not be legal gun-free zones, but they might be a church or a business where they, you know, have some type of policy effect not to carry.
Top two in that one is office of business, a la gun-free zone, and schools, which are a federal gun-free zone.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it does seem like mass shooters do target places where they have a good idea that they won't come face-to-face with an armed civilian.
Now, one statistic, which doesn't surprise me, because this is another thing I've heard, that in 12% of the time when police are called to intervene in a man with a gun situation, they shoot the wrong person, and mm-hmm. civilians only do it 2% of the time. In the rampage killings that they surveyed where there were armed citizens present, armed citizens injured or killed nobody.
Zero. That's right. In the last almost 2 decades, an armed citizen has not killed an innocent person during a rampage shooting. So they did better than the police statistics, you know?
Well, I understand why that happens. They are there when it unfolds. They don't have to. They're not running in there after driving for 20 minutes to get there going through, going through this thing they call the gross motor skills devolution, if you will, and the adrenaline dump and everything else is happening. They're looking for somebody, and the armed citizens already know who it is, like Anthony Mella, and at Clackamas Mall in Oregon.
Was that the one that killed the armed shooter and then police shot him?
He did not kill the police. He was there, and a guy started his little rampage killing. He killed two people, wounded one, and then he was walking down, and Anthony had a pistol on him, so he got undercover and let himself be seen by the killer, and the killer went into one of the access hallways and shot himself in the head.
Okay.
Yeah,
there was another story I was reading where can't remember which state that was in, but that the armed citizen shot the rampage killer, but when police showed up, they shot him. Because they hear a man with a gun is shooting, and, you know, he had the gun in his hand when the police arrived. But the father was the ex-cop, and he was very forgiving. He understood why that happened.
Well, we're about to run out of time, so that's why you need to be aware of what's going on around you. If you are actually intervening in a rampage killing, you need to make sure the cops know who you are. I want to thank you for joining me on such short notice.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's always fun to be on.
And I hope you get the rest of your data back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And I hope your dog behaves himself around your computer from now on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Bill.
We got hour number two inbound. Tony Pignato from SDI International is coming on board. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.